Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Stein Hendricks. Stein is... You can find him at chiefoutsiders.com/Stein Hendricks. And hope you check that out. You'll get smarter when you do. Anything Stein has to say is worth listening to. Stein, we segued into marketing, but also I wanted to get you to think about what you're telling your startups right now. And I mean, you've got a big business perspective. You know all about big data and the digital marketing and all that, and yet you're helping these small companies. Share some of that wisdom with us.
Well, when you're small, you don't have a lot of resource to do marketing. One of the things I always started with is, what's it for? What is what you do for whom? Or who is it for? What is it for? And why is that important to them? And answering those questions is actually easier, harder than people think. But once you've done that, then I use three other words. How, wow, how, and now. Wow, as in, how do you wow thought leadership? What are you doing different that makes them interested in you? And then how is really about sharing ways of, solving their problems, providing solutions, doing things that answer their questions, and then turning that into things that they can do right now to engage with you, to mm-hmm. try your product. So this wow, how, now notion is a good way to get people laser focused, whether it's the content on their website or what their product does or how they describe it when you have a startup, to get very clear on your marketing very quickly.
Do you?
And that's because, yeah.
Go ahead.
And that's because I think something else that you and I just talked about over the break is there are a lot of systems, there are a lot of tools, marketing automation, CRM, analytics tools, and there's a lot of data.
Big data.
But big data and too much to go around for a startup to really be able to deal with. But going back to more of these fundamentals, what's it for, who's it for, and how do you talk about that in a way that wows people, that helps them with how to achieve certain things, and that, ask them to act. Is a great way to sort of focus mm-hmm. all the energy.
Well, see, that's the thing that I think a lot of small businesses get intimidated now these days about. We hear about big data. We feel like we're not adequate. We're not doing a good enough job. And the truth is as valuable as big data can be, it's really challenging for the big companies, isn't it?
Yeah, because data can always be too much data as well, right? When data... it's so easy to access, you can always get lost in it.
Well, the data has to be collected based on a set of questions. If you ask the wrong questions, you're going to get the wrong data. And digital acquired data doesn't see the face of the person who's answering the question, does it? And that's where, to me, that's where I still think small businesses out here on Main Street face to face. We don't have to conquer the world. We don't have to have a million customers. We can get by on 20 customers or 200 customers, and we've got time to do more FaceTime, don't we?
You're the only people and customer and clients who can do actual one-on-one marketing. One-on-one marketing was invented in the 90s or the 80s, database marketing. How do you really have this one-to-one relationship with people? And with all the CRM technology in the world that we have today and marketing automation, we really still haven't achieved that dream. When you interact with someone's website, with their social channels, you open their mail, mm-hmm. there's no real system that really tracks that effectively.
Let me ask you a question.
Other than the person itself.
Now, you worked for one of the largest companies in the world for a long time. And so I'm going to ask you a question. If Microsoft or Xerox or IBM or whoever, GM, whoever, whichever company, if they could get one-on-one with all their customers and make that happen effectively and timely and profitably, they would throw big data away, wouldn't they?
Well, it would be how they would master big data, and it's hard, and they haven't
but
done
that. But my point is, big data is not, correct me if I'm wrong, Stein, big data is not because they want big data, it's because it's the only way they can really get their hands around the people they're trying to reach.
Yes, absolutely.
So if they could be, don't you think CEOs of major corporations envy small companies who can get one-on-one with their customers?
I think you're right. That's so true. So true, Jim. If you have the one-on-one relationship, suddenly all these systems are far less valuable.
So small business owners shouldn't feel deficient because we don't do data. We should be glad. We should be feel like we have an advantage over the big companies. But we have to do that, don't we? We have to make the contacts.
Yeah, you have big data because you actually have that relationship.
Yeah.
And the big data is in the conversation you have with people.
Yeah.
And you really are able to empathize with them.
Stein, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Stein Hendricks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.